Bitachon for Life, Shir number 129, Tuesday, Parshas Dvarim. We are talking about the importance of Tikva, the third level of Bitachon that the Chavis Havavis brings, and we are explaining why Tikva, why hope, is so important. And we have to reiterate that one of the reasons why Tikva is so important is because it is the basis for future levels of Bitachon. If a person wants to truly feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him in every situation, he has to solidify his feelings of tikva. He has to be able to hope in every situation, be it big or small. For example, a person runs a company and he ordered something and they said it's not going to come for 3 weeks. Now, if a person doesn't care, he doesn't care. But if a person really wants it to come quicker, he should hope that Emir Tzah Hashem, just because they said it won't come in 3 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than that, and he can make it come quicker. And even though it seems very small and very trivial, but the more we ingrain in ourselves feelings of tikva, then if Chas V'Shalom a person's experiencing a tzara, he will also feel the tikva. Because emotions are about going through the motions. And the more a person goes through the motions and repeats to himself in small, trivial areas that I don't give up hope and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above any statistic, the more I am drilling into my emotions, the more I get emotional and I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, even if it's Chas V'Shalom a difficult situation. And the Ramchal writes, and we mentioned it about a week and a half ago, that the word tikva is the same word as mikvah. A person goes into a mikvah to become tahar, to get rid of any tumah that he has. The Ramchal says when a person has hope, he is purifying himself. And the reason for that is because a person can only have hope if the Ribbono Shel Olam is real to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is real to him. And therefore he has hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zok the Ramchal, when a person has tikva, it's as if he goes into the mikvah, so to speak, and he purifies himself from his averis. Because when we have hope, and we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu real in our life, that removes a person from avera. The only reason why a person does averis is because he doesn't feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And that is the importance of tikva. First of all, it solidifies the later levels of bitachon that we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem. And second of all, it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly into your life. And it is a mikvah. It will purify a person from his averis. That's what the Ramchal says. And even more importantly, we have to add that most people do not understand true emunah and bitachon. And most people go with statistics. And most people go what the doctors say and what the professionals say. And in order for a person to truly work on tikva, he has to be able to find it within himself. And don't have conversations with people about statistics, about the future. Because they're only going to make you doubt your tikva. Your tikva is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no matter what the doctors say, and no matter what the professionals say, it's up to you to maintain levels of tikva. Ignore everyone else. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can maintain a strong feeling of tikva, that will bring Be'ezus Hashem tahara, that will bring a mikvah, so to speak, and a mirtz Hashem, that will bring a person constant yeshuis and brachis in every area of his life.